This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Hey, I'm Rach.
And I'm Dean, and we're from Joy Breakfast.
We hope you enjoy this Joy podcast.
You're on Joy Breakfast, and we have Mother's Day and we have Father's Day. But did you know that yesterday was also a special day as well? Because the 21st of April was Non-Binary Parents Day. Parental structures don't need to be gendered or binary. And for many non-binary people, having that term to identify themselves creates a space and language where they're finally able to describe who they are and create a better understanding for their lived experience. But when the parent label gets attached as well, it comes with a whole new playbook. Andy joins me this morning to share their experience of what it's like being a non-binary parent. Andy, welcome to the show.
Hello. Good morning.
Now, I wanted to start by saying thank you to you because I didn't actually know that yesterday was Non-Binary Parents Day. It was because of your social media posts, in fact, that I found out about that. So thank you for that.
No worries. I'm glad it was helpful.
Has it been around for long? From my net research, it only seems like a few years.
Yeah, I'm actually not sure how long, but I only became aware of it about a week or so ago myself, actually, through this non-binary parent Facebook group that I joined.
Well, then I'm glad we are having this chat to be able to create a little bit more visibility for it. So tell me, what does it mean to you to be able to sit in an authentic space as a non-binary person who's also a parent?
So, well, for me, I started off parenting very young, long before I even had heard of the term non-binary. So I was already a parent when I started transitioning as a non-binary person. So it's been quite an interesting journey for me because I already had this sort of role and image pushed onto me as the mother of my child. And so for me, it's been sort of acknowledging that that never really fit for me, that box, and finding ways to break away from it and validate my identity and how I feel as a parent. And that's been particularly challenging because I started socially transitioning when my son was 12. So he'd already known me a certain way, you know, for, you know, his whole life. At that point, coming into adolescence, it was a big change for him and a big change for my family as well. But
well, the thing with it all, when we think about it, is yes, you are non-binary, and you, for a period of your child's life, you were their mother, but you're still their parent. You're still, you know, we think about these terms and traditional notions of mother and father and what they're meant to mean in a person's life, but that doesn't necessarily fit any kind of box. So what you're giving them and the space you're giving them hasn't changed just because you're living your more authentic truth, has it? Or has it?
Yeah, exactly. Well, not really. Like, I don't see that the role has changed much for me, how I feel as a parent. And I've kind of have struggled at points that he's very stuck in his idea of what I am. But I feel as time has gone and he's gotten a bit older, he's sort of relaxed around this idea of who I am as his parent a bit more and is a bit more open to embracing that, you know, I'm not just like mummy. I'm not like just his mother. Like, it's, you know, more encompassing than and more, I don't know, open than that.
How did you navigate the difficulty of pronouns with young children? Because I have friends who are trans, and when they transitioned, they now live their life as a trans woman and their children still call them dad. So that's completely fine. But navigating this with a child as they're growing up, like, people accidentally misgender all the time. How was that within, you know, the family structure?
Well, I have quite a large extended family, and my son, he still calls me mummy, or sometimes he just calls me mum, and he's pretty much stuck on it. That's what he wants to call me. And I've, you know, I've settled on that because that's all I've been to him his whole life. And not, you know, it's only uncomfortable when we're out in public and got a beard and it confuses people. So, you know, we kind of have a rule around who we're around and what he refers me as. But because I have such a large extended family, there's been needed to be lots of conversations with sort of my nibblings, my siblings' children around these things, because most of them have only known me as I am now, and they get confused when they hear my son call me mummy or get referred to his mother. And but I find with the young children, you don't have to say much and they kind of get it, as long as you don't sort of complicate it too much in how you explain it to them. And then they just go about their way and, you know, accept it as it is. And it's actually a struggle more with adults, to be honest, than children around a lot of this identity stuff.
So many of things that we do with young people, with school, with groups and everything, involve the narrative of that family structure, you know, father, mother, mother doing pickup or things like that. While we're seeing that evolve in a different way, and we see that in our rainbow communities with same-sex families or other structures in regard to that, how did you navigate those spaces and challenges with the adults in the family arena?
This is something I feel like I'm constantly navigating that never stops. And I don't know, I just have to reinforce a lot of things quite a bit when it comes to my identity, especially with my family, because they're a bit more conservative. It's an ongoing journey, but I have found, like, now since I started transitioning like 10 years ago, things have changed a lot. Like, it was just such a foreign thing, you know, to early in my transition, my son was starting high school, and, you know, it was a real struggle with some things then, but finding now I'm actually carrying my next children. I've got two on the way, and it's just such a different experience. Like, everywhere I go, you know, I go to the Royal Women's Hospital and there's trans flags everywhere, and people are just more not just like accepting but knowledgeable and aware, and it's just such a different experience, I think. Now, even though there's still so far to go and things are very clunky and awkward and in a lot of spaces, especially because they're so gendered, especially, you know, around pregnancy and childbirth, it's just such a big difference to what it was 10 years ago.
You know what? You kind of make it really exciting for what this next space and phase is going to be and what that means for our healthcare system. Yesterday, you did put up a blog post on your website, armorybinders.com. We're absolutely going to share this blog post on our socials, by the way, saying breaking the binary and celebrating non-binary parents. Like what you're talking about now, you're in this next phase, 10-year difference, and seeing what's different around you. What's one thing you'd like people to step into this week knowing and thinking about when it comes to celebrating non-binary parents?
I think just one thing that first came to mind is that we're all different. Not all non-binary people share the same experience. And I suppose I want to reiterate this because I've been going into a lot of these spaces where, you know, there's a lot of focus on bodies, like around pregnancy and childbirth. Mm. And a lot of my health professionals, they've been absolutely amazing, but they've made a lot of assumptions about how I feel about my body and how I, you know, identify without actually checking in with me that's actually how I feel. And, you know, I think that it's important to acknowledge that we all have our own journey and different experiences around our identities and how we feel about our bodies.
Well, thank you for coming on the show this morning and creating a conversation and some visibility for non-binary parents. It may be the day after Non-Binary Parents Day today, a Monday morning, but it's still important to have these conversations and to celebrate and elevate. And thank you so much for doing that this morning.
No worries. Thank you. It was great to have this chat.
You're on Joy Breakfast.
Hey, I'm Rach.
And I'm Dean, and I hope you enjoyed this little snippet of the fun we bring to air as a part of Joy Breakfast during weekdays.
Don't forget to tune in from 7 till 9 a.m. or like and subscribe to the Joy Podcast.
And keep yourself out loud and proud.
Thanks for listening to another Joy Podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.